Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. JohnFDeeney.com. D-I-N-I. JohnFDeeney.com is how you can find him at one place. And then the other one for the website where you're helping people sell their businesses. John, are you there?
About how they're going to get out.
Go ahead. Say it again.
I said I don't broker businesses. Right. I don't list them and market them, but I do consult for people who are exiting.
And that website is?
Yeah, that's mpninc.com. And then my blog, which you mentioned earlier, is awake@2o'clock2.com.
No reason for you not to benefit from all the things that John does, folks. Lots of places to find him there. I encourage you to follow up and do that. You'll thank me later. And don't forget his outstanding award-winning book that I'm so jealous of, Hunting in a Farmer's World. It's out. It is outstanding, folks, and you need it. John, I'll wrap up here. Put a bow on all this. We've been talking about the challenges but the thing is, as we've talked in the past, all these things, all these defects that we may have, even you and me, even you and I, with our one person branded company, owner centric companies, even we could have we could fix our companies where they could be sold.
Sure.
There are ways to do it, aren't there?
Yeah, if you want to put it in. I mean, obviously, I've had lots of friends build consulting companies with the second generation of consultants that they trained and took over from them. You know, an internal sale to employees. You know, one of my favorite examples is construction companies.
Mm-hmm.
No outsider wants to buy a company that has to bid every job. They're afraid that,
right.
that they won't get another dollar of revenue from the day they take over.
Right.
But the employees will. The employees understand that bidding is part of the life mm-hmm. cycle, and it just happens all the time. The employees have the relationships with the owners or the building managers or the general contractors, and they understand that things will continue, and they're not afraid of it. So I'm exit planning for 6 substantial contracting companies
wow.
now, all of whom are selling to employees.
Wow. Are you using ESOP at all?
In 2 of them we are, but
so tell them what that
everybody.
Is. Tell them what that is.
An employee stock ownership plan. It's a 401k for owning the business. Think of it as a 401k where the asset that the employees own is the stock of the business.
So what's the smallest number of employees in the smallest one?
It can be anything. It's more cash flow and regulatory.
Right.
You're going to spend $250,000 to $300,000 to do it and $50,000 a year to maintain
wow.
it. So that rules out a lot of small
wow.
companies.
Wow. I've covered that before, but I don't remember those numbers.
Yeah, that's about the number. It's, you know, you have to have outside.
You got to have some critical mass. You got to have some critical mass to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very few people I see under 10 or $15 million and under 50.
Do you see that maybe a response, maybe some legislative response to this coming up where it becomes easier because the world needs American small businesses, John.
They do, but I don't see Congress getting into the nitty gritty of this.
But do you don't see maybe there's an opportunity they make it where it doesn't take $250,000 to do it or $50,000 a year. You make them, you know, we there was a time when you and I couldn't direct our own IRAs, but
I know. But when you go through it, there's something to be said for that.
There's a purpose for it.
You know, it's all on protecting the employees'
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
You know, it's all making sure that we don't have more Enrons.
Yeah.
Where thousands of people are left without their life savings because
mm-hmm.
they've been on their own company.
Right.
So there has to be some safeties there too. Government
that makes
has
sense.
A role. Even
you're right.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. No, I hear you. I could see where it could be abused, but so last thoughts. I got about a minute. What are your last thoughts on this topic?
If you're planning on selling your company, whether it's to employees who will have advisors of their own. Or to a third party, don't hide anything. You know, if your revenues are up and down, it's not good but put that on the table.
Mm-hmm.
If your policies or procedures or systems are out of date, or if things need to be upgraded in your business, put that out front, because you know the old saying, Jim, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
They'll find it. It'll be found.
Yeah, so they'll find it.
You might as well be the one to tell them.
Right, and then they're suspicious because you hit it.
Right.
And that'll kill a deal right there.
It will, right there. It'll right between the eyes, absolutely.
You can explain anything, and you may have to take a hit on the price, but doing it up front is the best way to go.
Right, that's good advice, folks, and we're going to end it there, John. JohnFDeeney.com, give us the other one.
Let's just say Awake at 2 o'clock with the number 2.
So people, check it out.
And go there.
And Hunting is a Farmer's World, that's his award-winning book. John, come back soon. Thanks for today. See you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.